2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome to DFS Army's first look NBA breakdown, brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of rake-free daily fantasy sports. I'm Cash Keg, and today we'll be doing a game-by-game breakdown using FanDuel for lineup construction, talk about top plays, while answering any questions you might have on today's slate. It's, again, first look. Things change closer to lock, but we'll go through how we see things right now and going through injury news, whatnot. But before that, if you're not already following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn on those notifications so you know when we go live, 11 a.m. Eastern. And if you're not a member of DFS Army, then please sign up with the link below or in chat using promo code Twitch to save 20% off. Includes all sports, college basketball, college football, NFL, everything. Baseball, MMA, we've got some great cards coming up for MMA. That's inclusive as well. So head on over there. Sign up. Happy hump day, everybody. 2 weeks till Christmas, man. How's everybody's Christmas shopping coming along? Everybody done? I haven't even started yet, but it's coming fast, man. I tell you, time just flies. The older you get, time just absolutely flies, man. I hate Christmas shopping. I'm with you, Tex. Thank God we have Amazon, right? Thank God we have online, because I ain't staying on any line. The people that go out and do Black Friday, I'll never understand that. That is just insanity. So, yep. Got to get it done. Again, 2 weeks. It'll be here. So don't forget. But a massive slate, man. We got a massive one here. let's go through some of this injury news real quick. Kyrie Irving, again, is out. He's been out for a while. So we know the show. Dinwiddie's going to run the show. We do have... Shumpert is out as well. So Musa is 3K on DraftKings, so that could be something interesting, but nothing that you're going to play in cash games. He's more of just a deep GPP sleeper. For Boston, we got Time Lord out. Robert Williams doesn't do a whole lot here. Marcus Smart is questionable. With Hayward back in the fold, that really doesn't do a whole lot. You know, Hayward and Brown just pick up more minutes. So doesn't do a whole lot there. Mike Conley is still out for Utah. So Donovan Mitchell's still going to run point. Still like a lot of Joe Ingles because he runs point in that second unit. I don't really trust Moutier yet. So it's hard for me to go there. But Van Fleet is questionable. Should be a great basketball game. Hard for fantasy points, I think, with Toronto and the Clippers. And so, you know, with that matchup, you know, you can look at Lowry a little bit more. Again, I think this is the game that Kawhi Leonard's going to get his ring. So, you know, maybe he shows out a little bit here. You know, Toronto shouldn't be pissed off at him. They brought him a championship. Nikola Vucevic is out. Again, they're playing the Lake Show tonight. You know, I don't have a whole lot of interest there. The Lakers are one of the best defensive teams in the league. You know, you get an uptick in minutes, maybe Birch. You know, Aaron Gordon's going to get more usage, but it's really not a team I want to target on 11-gamer. Derek Favors is questionable still. They ran a really weird starting lineup last time out where they brought Okafor at the 5, ball off the bench. So they run Drew Holiday at the 1. I think they had Redick at the 2, Ingram at the 3, and then they brought Kendrick Williams at the 4. So it'll be interesting to see what Gentry, you know, brings up against Milwaukee. Again, Milwaukee should, I think Milwaukee's a 13-point favorite, so they should throttle him here, but should be an interesting game for fantasy purposes. Jeff Teague is questionable. You know, if he was out, you could see an uptick in minutes and usage for Wiggins here. You know, Towns definitely is going to get more usage if Teague is out, but then guys like, you know, Okogie's interesting. I think Lehman is out as well, so we could look at maybe even like a Culver or Diop or something like that, but nothing I'm too excited about. Eric Pascal is questionable. Again, that whole Golden State team is just kind of a dumpster fire. With Looney back in the fold, there's not a whole lot to love down there in that front court. You know, Willie Cauley-Stein, Looney, Draymond, Chris Spellman, they've got plenty of bodies, so it's not a big deal. So it doesn't move the needle too much for me. Rondo is questionable. Again, if he was out to sit, you know, we get more of the point LeBron. But again, you know, those guys are in play regardless. And Avery Bradley is probable to come back, so maybe he picks up some of those minutes as well. Brandon Clark is probable. Again, Memphis, they got a lot of things they can do there. Grayson Allen is out, you know, and Kyle Anderson is probable as well. So trying to figure out that rotation, good luck with it. That's a hard one. That's the big news. Clippers, I guess, have Jermichael Green is doubtful. So we could see some Pat. Thanks for the follow there. Appreciate it, man. We could see a little bit there with maybe Harkless, Pat, you know, some cheap options to look at. But again, on 11 gamer, I don't think you need to go that deep. So what's up, Arky? How you doing, man? It's good you've been on a heater, man. Love to hear it. Let's keep it going, man. It's been a good start of December for myself as well. Just have to keep it going. June says, I'm iffy on the last game tonight. You know, rotations alone is a mess. Yeah, I'm with you. That hammer game is a mess to try to figure out. You basically have, you know, the Knicks on a back-to-back going into Golden State. It's not the best hammer game at all. You know, we'll get there, but there's not a whole lot of pieces I like in that game. I prefer to target the game before that with OKC and Sacramento. Yeah, I saw Culver's brother drop that 100 spot yesterday. I think yesterday, a couple days. I saw that. I read that piece, man. Thanks for the follow, Charlotte. I appreciate it. So, that's amazing. I don't care at what level. If you can drop 100 points in a basketball game, that is damn impressive. So, good on him. Good on him, man. What's up? What's morning, Splinter? How you doing, man? What's going on? Let's jump on over here and just start heading down. We got 11 games to go through, and so let's start talking about them a little bit, and let's head on over there and give them a look. All right. First game of the docket, Lake Show at Orlando. Thanks for the follow, man. Experiments, appreciate it. 2 12.5 over under. We got one of the slowest teams in the league in Orlando. And we have, you know, I guess Lakers are 14th in pace. I'm not one of the fastest, but to me, it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, I talk about pace a lot up and down. But when you have superstars like Anthony Davis, LeBron James, it doesn't matter. You play them. Orlando is actually bottom in the league against bigs who can stretch the floor here. So that doesn't bode well for them at all with Anthony Davis. And he's been putting up monster numbers. He had a monster game out, 81 points against Minnesota. You know, they're starting to get priced up a little bit, but they're always in play. I don't have a lot of love for this game in general outside of those two. Like I said, Lakers are one of the better defensive teams in the league here. And even with Vucevic out, it's not like we're getting great prices on all these guys. You know, Gordon is down to 6,400 if you wanted to take a chance on him, or Fournier at 6,400. You know, these are deep 150, you know, GPP plays. I would not play these guys in cash at all against the Lakers, even being at home, you know, being 7.5-point underdogs. I have a hard time, you know, playing any of those guys. But if you're going to play anyone from the Orlando side, it'd be Gordon, Fournier, and then maybe a shot on Isaac. But that's about it. And then on the Lakers, really, it's nobody besides Anthony Davis and LeBron James. This is just not a great – on 11-game slate, it's not one that I would look at playing or wanting to get a big piece of here. Let's head on over to Boston at Indy. We got a 210 over under here with Boston favored by one. Again, not the best matchup here. We got, you know, Indy is 21st in pace. Boston's 23rd. So, you know, bottom half of the league here. You know, some good defensive teams. You know, Sabonis is up to 9K. That's hard to swallow. That's a lot. You know, Jaylen Brown at 6,700. Gordon at 6,500. All plays that I have a hard time. I have a hard time going with anybody in this in like a main lineup. Kimball Walker at 7,700 is a little cheap, but again, going into Indy here, low total on 11 game slate. This is kind of one of those games where I don't, all these guys are going to be low owned, but I don't see a ton of upside in this entire matchup. So, not a game I really want to target at all. So let's just head on over to Houston at Cleveland. Hey, what's up, Big Show Brandon? I appreciate you, brother. How you doing? Again, James Harden, 12-2. This is a 229 over under, and we have Houston favored by 11.5. You know, the implied team total for Houston's 120. So we know the show here with Houston. It's Harden, Westbrook. Capella at 8-8 on FanDuel is way up there. It's pretty damn expensive for him. I think you really just look at Harden or Westbrook here. Wouldn't put him in the same lineup on 11 game slate like this. Capella's interesting in GPPs, I guess, but at that price, he's not going to be in your cash lineup or your single entry lineup. Not on this slate. I think we can pay down a little bit here. And then on the Cleveland side, you know, Kevin Love. We could talk about him if he's going to get traded or not. I know he wants to go back to Portland. I just don't think his head's in it right now. Don't really give a crap. Hard to really play him. You know, what are the minutes are they going to give him? You know, he wants out. Tristan Thompson at 6'9", you know, not that appealing. You know, with Austin Rivers out, maybe get a little bit more Ben McLemore, but he's 5K. You're not getting a big discount off him. So, again, it's one of those games where we don't have a ton of value. I guess you could look at like a Garland at 4,100 on FanDuel, or like a Clarkson at 4,500. If this thing gets out of control, maybe those guys could get some run. You know, Clarkson loves to shoot on that second you come off the bench. So he, you know, could be something interesting, but nothing I would try to get to. But if I was going to go, you know, 150, maybe have a dash of him or a dash of Garland at 4,100, you know, he's cheap enough that we've seen some spots where he's done well, you know, against Philly, he put up 25 FanDuel points, Milwaukee put up 30. He's playing decent minutes at 4,100. So, Arky, you like Capella at 8,800? I think it's expensive for this slate, but we got some big games out of him, but I can't play him in cash. He's too up and down for me. He's not consistent enough. But, you know, Capella's got 50, 60-point upside. We know that. But that's a tough price for me to swallow on him. I mean, let's look at his price over there at DraftKings. He's 8K, so he's expensive there. You know, Fantasy Draft, 14.6. You know, that's pricey, but... Yeah, I mean, in GPPs, he's always going to be in play. Appreciate it, Brandon. Let's just head on over to the next game here. We've got the Clippers going to Toronto. This game is a 221 over-under, and the Clippers are favored by 1.5. Again, I'm pretty sure this is where Kawhi Leonard is going to get his ring. At 9-6, I have some interest here. Even, you know, going back into Toronto, we were really heavy on Paul George when he was going into Indy with Kawhi Leonard out. So I have some interest here in Kawhi, I have some interest in Kawhi Leonard and no interest in Paul George here. I think he might kind of take a step back and let Kawhi kind of run things and get that offense. So if I was going to play anybody here, it would be Kawhi Leonard. Thanks again, Brandon. You know, on the other side, you know, Siakam at 8,700, Kyle Lowry, 8K, even with Van Fleet out, those are kind of expensive prices. I could see, you know, 8K for Lowry, but he's probably going to go up against Pat Bev and we're not getting a real discount on them. Again, Clippers are a great defensive team. Yeah, confirmed Leonard's getting his ring. All right, cool. Yeah, so I thought he was. So, again, 9,600. I have some interest there. I think there is some meat left on the bone there. So definitely want to look there. I was talking about Harrell earlier with some of those injuries. 7,400 is a little interesting. I don't tend to like to play Lou Williams or Harrell when both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are both playing. But if I had to pick one, it'd probably be Harrell with Gruder out and JaMychal Green doubtful. He could see a few more minutes there. Like I said, Zubac at 4,400, you know, is cheap enough. But I think on this slate, when I was looking, I kind of liked the front court of Charlotte just going up against Brooklyn and how cheap those guys are. So I think that's where I'm going to look at it a little bit more. Harkless, 4,200 is interesting, you know, especially, you know, if JaMychal Green, you know, he's doubtful, is out. He should probably still, you know, going to play a ton of minutes. I like that price tag for him. He does have upside. I do like him better when Kawhi or PG-13 is out, but he's an interesting piece. Serge Ibaka is interesting at 5,400. I like when he comes off the bench with that second unit. It's you know, he's got some decent upside at that price. You know, it doesn't play a ton of minutes, but if he hits that 25 to 30 minute mark, he could put up a 30, 35 spot there. So those are the pieces I look at on that team. Let's head on over to that Charlotte at Brooklyn, like I just was talking about here. This game is 217.5 over under, where we have Brooklyn favored by 9.5. Thanks, Big Show Brain. I appreciate the donation, man. Hopefully you crush that meeting you got to go to. Like we said, Dinwiddie's going to be the guy here with Irving out, 8K. I don't mind running him in cash. Again, Charlotte's on a back-to-back, heading into Brooklyn on the road. Devontae Graham's interesting. You know, you can run it back with him if you wanted to, but he's more of a GPP play. Kind of talked to him last night, like if you were going to get off Beal or Hero last night, Graham was the guy, and he put up almost a 50 spot last night. So hope some people jumped on him a little bit in tournaments. Put up 47 FanDuel points, 35 minutes. Again, in this December 6th, he was up against Brooklyn and put up 43. I have no problem playing him and running it back. Jaren Allen, 7,600 is pretty pricey for that guy. I don't know if I can pay that except for tournaments. It's a real hard pay up for me here because he kind of splits minutes with DeAndre Jordan at 5,400. On the other side of the ball, Charlotte, though, that front court with Marvin Williams is missing. So we see a lot of PJ Washington. We see a lot of Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges is probably one of my favorite plays on the slate for cash just because he sees a ton of minutes. And with Cody Zeller and Biombo, they're still cheap. The same price they were last night. They were great plays last night. I think you can go back to either one of them. I do notice that, you know, I was watching that game, that they don't always run Zeller and Biombo at the five. Sometimes they put PJ Washington at the five and run Miles Bridges at the four. So it's not like Zeller and Biombo are splitting 48 minutes there. So they're all in play for me. Washington, Bridges, Zeller. I just Bridges to me is the safest. And then I have no problem running Zeller or Biombo down at center today. Again, it's a good matchup against Brooklyn. It's kind of hard to figure out who's going to get a ton of minutes, but I think both of them put up nice games last night. You know, 31 and 23 minutes, Biombo put up 31 points, and that's without any blocks or steals, which is pretty impressive for him. And then Zeller saw 22 minutes and put up 25 fantasy points. So both of them did really well. Again, it's the minutes. You know, Biombo's been starting lately. But we saw, 22 minutes out of him? And then we saw, you know, 23 minutes. So that's 45. So I guess they saw most of the center minutes, but there's still 3 minutes where they didn't see the court for those center minutes. So that's where I would look in this team. I wouldn't look too many else. Like we did talk a little bit about, you know, with Shumpert, if he's out, we could look maybe a guy like Musa or Nwaba. He's interesting at 3,500. you know, he got it going a few games ago, but these minutes are going to be all over the damn place. So I'm not really looking for anybody out besides those guys, but it's a great game to stack up because of the prices, especially on FanDuel. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, if you can take a look at Joe Harris at 5,500, he's okay. You know, Prince, it's just, it's a great game to stack up for the prices. So let's head on over to Atlanta at Chicago. This game is a 222 over under, and we have Chicago favored by 5. Thanks, Arky. I appreciate it, man. And we got some decent pieces in this game. Trey, again, Atlanta's on a back-to-back. Chicago is 3-4. So, again, Dunn had a dud last game, and he's priced up to 5,700. The matchup is good, but 5,700 is a point where I don't think I'll throw him in cash games. But he is up there. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it, man. This should be a fun game, though. We got Jabari Parker. You know, he had his little bit in Chicago, going back in Chicago, 6,300. I have no problem playing Jabari Parker. Probably more of a tournament play for me, but no problem there. Wendell Carter at 6,900. No problem there. Like, this is another game that you could stack up if it stays close. Like, again, they went to overtime, Atlanta, against Miami last night and lost a tough one. But anytime you get Trae Young under 10K, you know what? He's got huge upside. So more of just a tournament play. I couldn't play him in cash games. Thad Young is interesting at 3,700. It's just a tournament play. You can't really pull the trigger on a guy like that. DeAndre Hunter's 5,100, though. Kind of have to look at a guy like Hunter with the minutes that he's getting. And Lauri Markkanen at 6,400. There's a lot of pieces in this game that you can definitely target that are pretty cheap. But Dunn, yeah, Dunn just crapped the bench. And just horrible, horrible game. I think he put up 7 points, and he was extremely popular. I think that was Monday. Yeah, it was on the 9th. It was Monday. Put up 7 points. Only saw 15 minutes. But, like, again, before that, we're seeing 33, 26, 21, 20. Recency bias will bite people. People say he's a turd. The guy's starting and he's gonna see 28, 30 minutes. He's just expensive. And that's the problem. When he was 5K, I think, you know, it was just a tough matchup against Toronto. They have a lot of guards they can go to. So it's not a cash play for me, but I don't think he's, you know, completely out of play in tournaments. But he's up there. Thanks. I appreciate it there. Candid. Canada chick. I appreciate it, man. Let's head on over to Utah, Minnesota real quick. Let's keep this train a rolling. This game's a 223 over under, where we have Utah favored by 1. We talked about it at the top. Mike Conley is out. Yeah, Dunn lost me. I had him in cash that day, and I did fine because he was so heavily owned. Canada ADK. There we go. Now I'm figuring it out. Nice. I like that. I like it. But we have, again, Donovan Mitchell, 8,100. No problem. You can play any of these Utah guys against Minnesota. Minnesota's a dumpster fire on defense. We've talked about it, you know, for a long time here. Joe Ingles, probably one of my favorite plays on the team at 5K. Again, he plays with Conley out. He plays a lot of that backup. Point guard, his minutes are up. Like I said, we've seen almost 40 points, you know, two out of the last four games. He's had one stinker there at the Lakers. But for that, you would take 30, 37, 37 all day long, and it's a great matchup against Memphis. So I have a lot of love for Joe Ingles here. Let's see his price over on DraftKings. He's 5.3 on DraftKings. Again, if he's cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings, you have to love that. 10.5 on Fantasy Draft, don't mind that. Again, one of the plays I think will go overlooked on a massive slate like this that has upside. So, you know, we talked about it. Where's our boy Moody at? 3,500 still. Again, you just can't trust these minutes. Like, what's he gonna get? It's I still, Ingles is way safer than Finn Mudiay. Mudiay is 3,500 for a reason. If you're going to play him in like massive tournaments and hope for that 22 spot, go for it. But you can't play that guy in cash games at all. We talked about Okogie. If Teague is out, if Teague plays at 5,300, I have interest there. That's too cheap for him. But if he sits, Okogie, Culver, both in play. More Okogie at 4,300. Culver's a little expensive there. I'd much rather just go to Ingles. He has way more upside than Culver does at that price point. Wiggins at 7,700. Again, I don't think I'll get to Cat on the slate, but he's played Utah, I think, twice in this last month. And he's put up one good game, one done. Yeah, back in November, he put up almost a 60 spot in Utah. But then he came back 2 days later and only put up 30 points in 33 minutes. So he's a guy if I'd have more interest in if Teague is out. Yeah, if we get Teague misses, I have no problem playing Napier. Yeah, good call on that one, Airhead. I have no problem playing Napier if Teague is out. He's sitting at, what's he sitting at here? Yeah, 3,500. Yeah, you can definitely play Napier if he's out. I think I'd prefer him over Mudiay if you're gonna look at it here. But fun game. Again, I don't think this is a game you stack up. You just pick a few pieces out of it. I think Bogdanović could be interesting, 6,300. He'll go overlooked, you know, because people are going to play Mitchell or Ingles. I don't think people will play, you know, Bogdanović here, but he's interesting. Rudy Gobert at 8K. Don't love it a ton because Towns can take him out, you know, on the three-point line there and take him away from some of those rebounds, but it's kind of interesting. I still think it's a pay-down spot for me at center or in the mid-range, not someone I'm really to pay up. But interesting piece. That's about all I play in this game, but definitely some interesting pieces here, and we got to wait on that Teague news to kind of see what opens up. But yeah, I do too. I wish they'd play Napier more minutes as well, because I've liked him in the league. Anytime he's got minutes, he's done well with them. So, again, what's Napier's price tag on DraftKings? He's 3.1 on DraftKings and 6K. So he's on the about min salary across the board everywhere. So if he were to sit, he'd be an interesting GPP play piece. And again, Fantasy Draft 6K. And Fantasy Draft, the only rake-free daily fantasy site. Again, they got that big NFL 200K. Got to get in that rake-free. You know, it's the largest and only rake-free contest of its kind you'll find. And remember, only on fantasydraft.com, 100% of your entry fees to contest winners. Sign up at fantasydraft.com with referral code ChiefST, and you'll get a free 7-day trial membership. Head on over there. Try it out. It's a good time. I enjoy it. Next game, Memphis at Houston. This should be a fun game. 231.5 over under, where we have Phoenix favored by 7.5. This should be a quick game. Up and down. We know Memphis, they are fifth in the league in pace. Phoenix is eighth in the league in the pace. It's been, it's a track meet, man. Like, I love games like this. It's fun to watch. Lots of fantasy points. You know, Rubio is priced up to 8K. That's kind of hard to swallow. Ja Morant's coming off that back, 7-9. I mean, these guys are priced up, so it's going to be hard to kind of get to a bunch. You can't really stack this game up when you get guys priced up there. Arky, you've been crushing cash on fantasy draft, man. I love to hear that. Keep it going, man. June's asking about showing points total because of the Roto-Grinders thing. Yeah, it's a Roto-Grinders extension. You can go over in the store and add it, and it'll drop here the totals of the game, which are kind of handy when you're looking at it. It's definitely a good app to, or a good free extension to put up there on both sites. We talked about Clark coming back at 5K. That could be an interesting piece. He's probable. But it throws a wrench in all these other guys. I can't play Jaren Jackson 7-3 with Clark back. You know, Joval 8,500 is hard to swallow. So even though we have, you know, a fast-paced game and a high over-under, it's hard to get those points, man. All right, thanks, Brandon, man. And good luck with that presentation, man. I appreciate it. Thanks again. Have a good one, buddy. Booker at 8,700, I'd rather play Rubio. He's more consistent. I just can't, I don't know, Booker, I have a hard time always getting there, I guess, in tournaments. But you know, I'd rather play these guys down here. Brooks is kind of out of play, 5,600 with Clark coming back. Crowder, $5,000 is a little interesting. But, you know, with Baines back, it kills Kaminsky. It kills a lot of this value. So, even though it's a great game, you know, when you look at these prices, it's going to be hard to pull the trigger on anybody. Kelly Oubre at 7,200 is always interesting. That's probably one of the best prices we have here on FanDuel. Let's see what his price is on DraftKings. 6,900, 13K on Fantasy Draft. Those aren't bad. You know, he plays a ton of minutes. So I guess if you're going to look in this game, it's probably Rubio and Oubre. And Oubre is probably my favorite at that price point, man. Yeah, I'm with you, Brandon. It's if you're playing less than $100 a night, you should be playing Fantasy Draft first. I completely agree with that. All right, man. Have a good one, Brandon. Thanks again, man. Let's head on over to the Pelicans playing the Bucks. We have a 235 over under. Milwaukee favored by 13. Giannis, always going to be in play. If you're going to spend up, to me, you know, we got a lot of studs on the slate. It's 11 gamers. So we got, you know, Harden's on the slate. Giannis is on the slate. AD, LeBron. I really don't know which one I'm leaning. When I did my initial build, I had Harden slid in there because I figured at small forward, you know, where LeBron and Giannis are, those are kind of guys I'm looking to do it. Slump, yeah, I'm doing the cheat sheet today. After I get off this, I'm going to start knocking them out. And then make sure, if you're not a member of DFS Army, get in there, because I'm starting to do 30 minutes before lock. I'm dropping another little piece for both FanDuel and DraftKings where I kind of give my lineup construction thoughts and kind of how I see piecing lineups together, some plays off some of the chalk, who I think is going to be good chalk, bad chalk. So get in there and check those out as well, because things can change when we get closer to lock. And even though I keep the sheets updated once we get closer to 30, it's in chat. It's in Slack, Slump. It's in the NBA coaching notes section. So you head in there. I had it up last night. You can check it out. It's still sitting up there. But that's where I'm dropping that every day. A lot of people seem to like it. So we'll keep that going as things drop. So, you know, head on into there for sure. But again, let's go back to this game. Giannis is always going to be in play. You always got to worry about the minutes, though, in a matchup like this. You know, they have nobody that can guard him. Should put up a monster spot. Brandon Ingram at 8'8 is kind of hard to swallow. If Kendrick Williams gets the start again at the 4, I don't know what Gentry's going to do, but if he's going to get the start at 4K, you know, I got some interest there. You know, he saw 32 minutes, only put up 15 fantasy points, but if I'm going to get a guy that's going to play 32 minutes, I do have some interest at that price. Same thing with Okafor, 4,100. I don't think I'm worried quite as much about foul trouble against Brook Lopez than I was against Drummond, and he did get in some foul trouble. But back to Kendrick Williams, he's 3,700 on DraftKings, 7,700 on Fantasy Draft, so need that starting line to see what's going on. TJ T-Bagger says, 30 minutes before lock, you said? Yeah, I try to do an hour to 30 minutes before lock. I just kind of talk about how I see the build I'm building, and then I did talk about a few guys that you could probably get on that are probably less chalky, but, you know, with news and how everything hits, things change. You know, one piece of news could change the complete lineup construction that, you know, maybe the sheets were pointing you towards. So it's important to get in the Slack, man. So yeah, but again, Middleton, 6,800, that's a cheap price tag for him. I have a hard time playing Bledsoe anytime Middleton is out there. But again, in this matchup, I have no problem playing here. If they start Jrue Holiday at the 1, again, 7,900, I have no problem going here. But Middleton's probably my favorite price play on this slate on the Milwaukee side at 6,800. There's some real upside there. If they run Ball off the bench again, I have no interest there. If he starts, you know, maybe we could look at him, but not one of my favorite plays. You know, if Redick starts at the 2, 4,300, he's kind of interesting. But, you know, I think one thing we could look at, if you think this is going to be a blowout, DiVincenzo, 3,700 is real interesting. Or, you know, Ersan Ilyasova, but DiVincenzo, he's going to play some minutes anyways, but maybe, you know, if it's not a blowout, he's 20, but if it's a blowout, he sees 25, and he could crush that in tournaments. So I have a little bit of love there. Let's head on over to OKC at Sacramento. Now, we talked about that last Hammer game is not the best, but this one we could, you know, maybe find a few things, one or two plays. But this game, the big one is Bagley is probable, and that's going to throw a big wrench in it. And they priced him up to 7K. You can't play 7K for Bagley. But Bielitsa, 6,800 is unplayable at that price point, and it's going to hurt just basically that whole front court with Bagley coming back because we don't know how he's going to handle his minutes or anything. Holmes at 7,600, again, is out of play with Bagley back. You know, Buddy Hield at 7,500 is interesting. I don't mind going back there with Fox still out. Chris Paul's been playing fantastic at 7,500. I think you can look at a few guys over here on this side. Been extremely consistent. So Chris Paul, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 7,200. You know, Schroeder's still 6K. They just won't price him up. You know, they're interesting. It's hard to play Barnes now with, again, with Bagley coming back. I don't think he's going to see a ton of minutes, so he's going to be real hard to play there. Bogdan Bogdanovic is a guy that's interesting. 4,500, hasn't been getting it done. The minutes have been there, but we've seen big games out of him. And, you know, until we see some real great value, he might be a guy that's pretty popular today in cash games. But, right now I had him slid into my first build paired with James Harden. But that's just too cheap of a price tag. And then, like I said, Noel's been playing some minutes. 4,700 is getting up there, but he's got block and steal upside. Yeah, Bogdan's got 40-point upside. It's just, you know, and people are not going to play him because they're going to see what's happening. But he's got 40-point upside all day long. So at that 4,500 is just a ridiculous price for him. And if we don't get a ton of value, you have to like that. So there's some pieces here. You know, Gallinari, even 6,400 on the OKC side. All these guys are priced pretty fair. So I think you can slide in a few of these guys and look at them for cash games. And this, is to me, is a better game that I like than the next game we'll talk about here, the Hammer game. And let's just slide on over there. It's the New York Knicks against Golden State. Knicks are on a back-to-back. It's 210.5 over under. Golden State's favored by 4.5. That tells you the state of the Knicks. Yes, we don't know what the interim coach is going to do with the rotations. It's kind of tough to play those guys. They're not cheap. You know, Mitchell Robinson at 7,300. Randall only played 25 minutes last night. He's 7,200. You know, he can do some work against that front court. So if he gets up to 30, 35 minutes, he'd do all right. They got blown out last night, so he didn't see a ton of run. But it's going to be hard on the Golden State side, man. Like I said, they're a dumpster fire. D. Russ is about the only guy I could look at playing at 8,500. I have a hard time playing Draymond Green. I just don't think they want to play him a ton of minutes. They know their season's over. You know, I wish they would just sit Russell and sit Draymond and let these young guys play. You know, Burks at 6,400 against coming off the bench. I don't love that, but you know, it's tough, man. It's real tough sledding. And then like that front court, you know, they got Frankie Nicotine and freaking Elfrid Payton. They just got a lot of guys here, man. And like I said, even on the Golden State side, that front court, even with, you know, we talked about Pascal being questionable. Well, they still got a ton of guys. They have a ton of guys here. Spellman, you know, Glenn Robinson, 4,600, I guess, is worth a look over on FanDuel. Not a guy I'm clamoring to play. I'd rather go like a Miles Bridges and an Oubre, I think, is my two small forwards at first glance. But at 4,600, you know, I don't mind him, you know, but there is some holes in those box scores there. But again, it's a tough Hammer game. It's not someone I think you're trying to fit a piece in. If you are, I would just look at D. Russ. But yeah, I think the games where I'm really looking at targeting in the slate are that Charlotte at Brooklyn game, the Utah at Minnesota game, that Atlanta at Chicago game is interesting, and then that Pelicans at Milwaukee. So some of these later games, not so much of the early games, you know, and we do have some studs in those early games, but I think that batch from 8 o'clock till, 7:30 to 9:30. Those are the games I'm really looking at targeting here. Those are the five games that I'm looking at. So let's head on back over to the desk here and see what questions we got. What's going on? What's Arky say? Yeah, I think it's, we're going to need some news in this slate, because even though it's 11 gamer, again, the value is just not hitting us in the face here. So there's no like min price guys we can just plug in, like on Monday where Gordon Hayward was 3K. It was just simple just to plug that dude in. So, you know, I think you're going to be more in the mid range with a few, you know, maybe 5K guys. I said Bogdan Bogdanovic seems to be like the cheapest guy I would look at playing over on FanDuel, to start in my cash build. And then Miles Bridges at 5,100 is probably a guy I'm looking at starting as well. Like, those are the value pieces for me. If Jeff Teague plays at 5,300, I do like that. And then, like, Ingles. So I have a hard time getting up to Giannis on the slate or getting up to LeBron, just because the value seems to be, we have a lot of value at small forward. Like, Joe Ingles, Kelly Oubre, Bridges are all great prices. We've got a lot of studs. So I think that might push the studs to, say, a Harden and AD if you're going to play one. Just because I think small forward has enough good value that you're not going to want to, you know, invest a stud into that to take that away. So that's where I'm kind of leaning towards. Yeah, you're right, Charlotte Royalty. That's it's kind of fun when we have, you know, four or five studs on the slate, because it kind of takes ownership out of the question. People talking about cash games in a big slate like this. I enjoy playing cash games on a big slate like this because, you know, people – I've seen a lot of people talk about, well, cash games should be better in a smaller slate. No, because if you make one mistake on a smaller slate, you're dead. You know, you guys got 70-80% owned. On a large slate like this, you can make one or two mistakes and you can still cash in your head-to-heads and your 50-50. So definitely prefer the larger slates for cash games. But let's get after it, man. 11 gamer. Going to start on those sheets here shortly. Look out for those. Again, head on over to DFSArmy.com. Make sure you sign up. Make sure you get into those channels. I'm going to be dropping those notes closer to lock after we get more of the news out, an hour to 30 minutes before, in that NBA coaching channel. So make sure you get into there. It's imperative to jump in. So, yeah, let's get after today, man. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Happy hump day. 2 weeks till Christmas. Let's get after it. Love you guys. Deuce.